The Delhi Chief Minister has slashed the price of RT-PCR tests, the gold standard for tests detecting COVID-19, by two-thirds to just 800 rupees in the city. Though these tests are being conducted free of cost in Delhi's hospitals, they can cost up to 2,400 rupees in private laboratories. I believe it'll be 1,200 rupees if you want the test to be done at your home. Joining us now to discuss this, Dr. Ravi Gaur, Director and Chair of the Medical Advisory Committee at OnQuest Labs. We're also joined by Dr. Romel Tikku of Max Healthcare and Raghav Chadda still with us. Dr. Gaur, is this price down to 800 rupees feasible for labs in Delhi?
I think the pricing of 800, I think it has come to us actually for the private labs, a little bit of as a shock because, you know, I think it's been, it becomes a little difficult to offer the quality-driven services and the safety, quality, and the accurate and timely, because that's something more important, because we want to have the report by about 6 hours to about 12 hours, at the maximum about 24 hours. It's a little tight situation.
Dr. Gaur, correct me if I'm wrong. Each kit comes to between 200 to 300 rupees for the labs, right? It can go up to maybe even 400 rupees. So this being the case, the price is 800 rupees if it's done at your lab, 1,200 rupees if you send somebody home. Why the difference in pricing?
I'll tell you, I think the one of the important cost, kit is only the one component. It's a direct cost. That's the kit. The RT-PCR kit, there are associated kits also. We have extraction kit. We have sample collection kit. There are a lot of indirect costs involved into it. I think that has not been taken into account. I think it's very important to come out with the pricing calculation to make a complete checklist. What is the infrastructure cost? What is going to be the manpower cost? What is the sanitation cost? What are the quality control prices? Because I think every lab is ICMR and NABL approved. We have to run the quality control. Probably for every 100 sample, we have to run the 10 samples of the control. Then we have to repeat cost, rerun cost, recollection cost. Boy goes home to collect biomedical the waste. Sanitization.
So then let me ask this. Got it. So, Raghav, will the government, the Delhi government, subsidize these labs? Raghav, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Will the government subsidize labs?
Private Vishnu, labs? In several parts of the country, several state governments have already brought down the cost and the pricing of the RT-PCR. In fact, our neighboring Gurgaon is conducting RT-PCR tests at rupees 900. And several of the laboratories that are functioning in Gurgaon, operating from Gurgaon, are actually collecting samples from Delhi, processing it in Gurgaon, and charging the rates that have been notified by the neighboring state. So, and they are charging roughly 900 rupees. It's not that the government has not done its homework. It's not that the government has not done its cost analysis. It is only after doing a thorough analysis, and it is only after the pricing of the RT-PCR kit has come down drastically from what it was in the month of April to what it is now in the month of November, that the government has arrived at this decision. In fact, let me bring this to your notice, as the previous doctor pointed out on your panel, that the RT-PCR kit costs roughly about 200. Apart from that, there are several kits and the processing cost comes to about 100 rupees per test. That is my understanding, not the government's understanding. And a petition is pending in the Supreme Court to that effect, saying that the RT-PCR test pricing need to be brought to rupees 400. And it is still being discussed and argued before the Honorable Supreme Court. So, you know, the government of Delhi, after considering the fact that these are times of a raging pandemic, this is time for selfless service and not to profiteer, it is important that we increase the number of RT-PCR tests. Roughly 30 to 40 RT-PCR tests are now happening in Delhi, Vishnu, and two-thirds of those tests are being conducted by the government and the cost is borne by the exchequer, and one-third are being conducted by the private labs where the cost is being borne by the patients themselves. For these two-third tests, that is roughly about 20 to 25,000 tests that are being conducted, RT-PCR tests that are being conducted, the cost is entirely borne by the government of Delhi. Vans are plying across the city of Delhi where samples are being picked up, and thrust is now being laid to increase the RT-PCR test
as it is the gold standard. Ask you this, Dr. Gaur, is it true that a few labs have said that they just won't do tests at this price?
So not really. I think this is the pandemic time and the country needs the test. I think none of the labs are probably looking for saying no to the test, but I think it's getting difficult for them to keep us offer these tests at this price, and sustainability becomes a questionable mark.
Okay.
I think that's the important part, but what is going to be the final price is already, we said that it's already the matter in the court, and we really didn't know what would be the cost should be. But I like to add here, Vishnu, the way that things are, probably it's important that let's have a transparent the checklist, the how we arrive at the cost. I think once we do that, I think the government, the private sector, all of both of us are willing to offer at almost at no cost and no profit. There's nothing really than that.
Okay.
That's a country needs, and we are ready for that.
So, Dr. Tikku, let me just come to you. The larger issue over here is we need many more RT-PCR tests, particularly in Delhi. So that's a great thing. But do you believe that while we need more RT-PCR tests, the price has been brought down to a level where many labs will say, we just can't do it or we can't guarantee quality, and therefore it defeats the purpose?
Well, I don't think so. Anything which reduces the cost of the test is more than welcome. In a country like ours, where people don't get tested because of the sheer fact that the test is expensive, anything is more than welcome if you reduce the cost, I would say. But again, at the same time, there are costs which are involved, and it's for the particular labs to decide between them and the government. As a clinician, I would say, I want the best for my patients and anything which reduces the cost. I mean, a lot of people are not getting tested. They're going for the rapid antigen test because of the sheer fact that it's less expensive, or you don't have to actually pay for it, because in the government hospitals, everything is free.
Right.
So these people will now be encouraged to actually go for the PCR test.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch more and more positives. The more and more we catch positives, the more and more we'll be able to diagnose, isolate, treat, and that's how you curb the spread of the disease. I think it's a great move, and it will really help us. Anyway, in the last few days, we've seen the numbers have gone down, and we're doing a lot of PCR tests. Now, you can't blame the government for PCR tests. Now, they're not doing enough. They did 33,000 the other day, which was almost 50%, and 35,000 was the rapid antigen tests. The rapid antigen tests also have their place. See, last few months, we've been doing a lot of rapid antigen tests, and they picked up lots of positives. But the problem is that the sensitivity is about 50%, and it throws off more false negatives.
Right.
But the thing is, you have to, every time any suspected case comes negative on rapid antigen test, has to be followed with a PCR test. Maybe that we were not doing that religiously. Maybe we'll have to do that more. And now that we're doing more PCR tests, nothing like it.
So, Raghav, bottom line, in a finite period of time, assuming these labs don't decide to, you know, change their minds and say we can't do these tests at these prices, when will we have a situation when Delhi has more RT-PCR tests than rapid antigen tests?
First of all, at this point in time, Vishnu, the number of RT-PCR tests that are happening in Delhi absolutely coincide with the number of RT antigen testing. I mean, the numbers are identical. It's 50-50, roughly about 60-65,000 tests are being conducted daily, 50% of which is RT-PCR, 50% of which is antigen. And both have their merits and demerits. I mean, you can't just, you know, wish away antigen testing simply
because
the level of accuracy is
slightly
lesser.
I need to move on. By when will we have this RT-PCR, you know, as the primary test in Delhi? I mean, when will we see rapid antigen tests come down dramatically?
As I said, it is the primary test. I mean, the government of Delhi, in fact, started flying vans across the length and breadth of the city, which are only RT-PCR test vans.
No, you do rapid antigen tests. If there is a false negative on this, people are asymptomatic, then they walk away. When the fact of the matter is that the sensitivity of an RT-PCR test is many times that of a rapid antigen test, right? So this is science. We know this is a fact.
It is precisely with that intent, my friend, with that intent in mind, that the government has in fact reduced the prices of RT-PCR tests in Delhi, so that even those who wish to go to a private laboratory and not a government facility also engage in this. And apart from that, of course, the government of Delhi, with the directions of the Honorable High Court as well, is complying
That's welcome news. I need to wrap this up because we have more to discuss as far as the fight against COVID is concerned. Hopefully these prices will be implemented on the ground as well.